Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We've got good resources in-house that try and work ahead all season long, and they have this grid of week to week who they're breaking down, and they try and stay out, you know, probably two or three or four weeks at a time, chipping away at it through the season. And then you get to this time of year, and that's kind of put in the wastebasket, and then you're focusing in on, you know, in our case, potentially three teams that we might play, as well as getting ready for this week. So
head coach Sean McDermott of the Bills, by the way, quick little note for you: Amari Cooper has been downgraded to out for the game tomorrow. Per the team, he will not travel and has been excused for a personal family matter. So Amari Cooper not traveling with the team, personal reasons, though, and is excused for the game.
I didn't expect him to play.
Expect him to suit up anyway. hope everything's okay.
Yes.
That is the biggest deal of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully everything with him and his family is fine.
Yeah. For sure.
So Bills, Patriots tomorrow, 1 o'clock kickoff. Mm. Tonight, the Sabres take on the Golden Knights. That should be hopefully something.
Oh, that analysis right there. That should be hopefully something.
That should be hopefully something. I also think
That says it all.
If not for the late time, you might challenge the Winter Classic for viewership that day.
Jeez. Yeah. I didn't know this until we just... Ugh.
Yeah. I ended up bringing this up on the break of somehow, some way, the only thing that's worse than the Buffalo Sabres right now is the NHL's marketing department. Because the NHL, for the 2025 Winter Classic, drew less than 1 million viewers.
And why, you might ask?
I've got several reasons why. One of the teams that is on there. By the way, it's an average. They averaged 920,000 viewers.
Hmm.
That's down 16% from the previous low of the Golden Knights and the Kraken. And down 48% from 2 years ago. One of the reasons. They were trying to avoid the college football playoff. And that probably did not help in the matter, especially because they were college football fans desperately looking for a game that would be a little bit more balanced in the second round. But also, it's the first time that you're dealing with 12-team playoff. And college bowl games oftentimes would take place in New Year's, either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Yep.
The New Year's Six, typically, what they would be called before like the national championship, before the playoff even began. There's always the New Year's Six. So the NHL would compete with that, though. Willingly. They would go up against the New Year's Six. They did not play on New Year's Day. The 2025 Winter Classic was played in 2024. The bigger reason, I think, though,
that's
is
nuts.
The bigger reason that there weren't as many viewers was stop putting the Blackhawks in.
Yeah, can we get out of Chicago? Is that possible? Doesn't seem like it. How many years has it been then?
Five.
Yeah, no. We're
done. Do you want to know Chicago's record for the Winter Classic, by the way?
0-5?
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. No. That'd be like putting the Sabres in there for 13 games.
So even when they're good, like even when they were good, the Blackhawks have not won the Winter Classic. And they've been on it five times. And now, why? They are bad. They are objectively a bad hockey
Put
team.
Put two good teams I get trying in the Winter Classic.
I get trying to sell Connor Bedard and his star power. But one player is not enough. You need a team that is successful.
Put two juggernauts in there, please. I'd rather watch a Goliath of a matchup with the two best teams in the NHL than that.
You know?
It's just, I don't know what to say. Like, what a terrible decision.
Yeah, you need to return to New Year's Day. You need to
not play it while other games are going on in the NHL.
Yes.
Let's not have simultaneous games.
So return it to New Year's Day. Yeah. The only NHL game was Devils Kings that day.
Right. Because guess where everyone else is watching who's not a Blackhawks fan or whoever. Who are they playing?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Blues fan. They're watching their team play on regular covers. They're not watching the Winter Classic.
Yes. And the other thing was that it was not marketed very well.
No.
Not many people even remember that it was even happening.
No, you asked me and I was like, what do you mean? It happened on didn't happen on New Year's Day. I had no idea.
Yeah, because they didn't do a good job telling people that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy!
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is just one of those things where like, man, as a league, you've got to figure it out because you're going to get beaten down at this point. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas Bowl, we just saw kids racing a dog.
How'd they do? I didn't see the end result. Did the dog nail him?
The good boy, I think, barely lost.
Good boy? Is that his name? What is it?
I mean, I don't know. But it's the good boy. And if it's not a good boy, it's a good girl.
It was a golden.
Yes.
Oh, it's an interception.
And that's a pick six.
Yes.
See you later.
Oh, my goodness.
UB taking it to Liberty. And that's good night right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the NHL.
We just got more excited about that.
Well, I mean, we saw it in live time, though, too.
Yeah.
UB is going to go away winning. They're up 25-0 on Liberty in the fourth quarter of the Bahamas Bowl. By the way, what a draw for UB. You go to the Bahamas Bowl. Yeah, I'm done talking about the NHL. You're dead to me.
Yeah. I'll talk about this for a little bit. I'm good.
Is there sand in that field?
Looks like it.
I don't know, but it looks pretty. I don't want to say beat up, but
it looks rough.
You're seeing so many patches.
It looks like sand.
No, they definitely put sand in it to fill the holes, whatever it is.
There's no way.
Did you see the wind making the way the football's moving?
Yes. But UB though.
26-0.
You're up 26-0. You got to go to the Bahamas. Look at this. Here it is. The dog. Look at the dog.
Oh.
Dog racing with the kids. And I think the dog won. And then right after that, bam.
Good vibes from the golden retriever.
Good vibes from the good boy or the good girl.
One of the two. The vibes are unmatched until.
But think about
literally
this.
BS. You are a
student athlete within the UB football program.
Mm-hmm.
You get not only no competition for your viewers, you get the lone Saturday after the college football playoff. Round two goes on. Uncontested for your bowl game. And you get to go to the Bahamas, dog.
Yep.
Like, there is no better draw.
They were at Atlantis yesterday.
Yes. You got a vacation to the Bahamas, and now you get to go play football after that. That's already a win. And now you're putting it to Liberty. There's no better week.
That entire team, they didn't make the MAC championship, whatever. Pete Lembo's first season as a head coach.
But that's a heck of an ending to your season.
Yeah. First season as head coach, and Pete Lembo does that. You can't really argue with that result.
Yeah.
As soon as they move on from Mo Lindquist, look at what happens.
So the best part about it is, like I'd mentioned, it's uncontested. It is the last bowl game that isn't a college football playoff. They cap off the bowl season.
Yeah,
and it used to be that the Bahamas Bowl would kick off the bowl season.
And now they're the ones that end it, again, with a trip to the Bahamas, and you're on a Saturday afternoon where, you know, people do have a tendency to watch college football. So you're playing at a time that's typically normal for your kickoffs, except for the fact that they play in the MAC, so Tuesday night action is a thing. But if people want to watch college football, guess what? They had one more time to do it on a Saturday. And it was UB against Liberty. And you just took it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a vacation to the Bahamas. There is no better ending to your season. Yet, like you said, yeah, it stings that you don't get a chance to play for the conference championship. But you're now a program back from the brink from where you were a couple of years ago.
Yep.
You are ascending again.
Mm-hmm.
And for not being able to play in the MAC championship, it's a pretty good way to go out. Winning in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
There are a few ways that you can end a college season better than that. Get to 9 wins on the year after staying in the Bahamas at Atlantis, and now you are convincingly winning this game against Liberty. There are not many people in the stands, but, or at least not in the shot that I see.
No,
there are not a lot of people going to this game, but that is also because it's being played in the Bahamas.
Like, yeah, let's be real. You're not going to book a ticket to the Bahamas just to see the UB Bulls play.
No.
And that's not a slight to the organization. It's just expensive.
It's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you got to go to the Bahamas.
I feel like that should be included in your ticket. You're going to the Bahamas Bowl. You're going to the Bahamas. Hey, you want a couple extra bucks?
I don't know if I'm going on vacation to the Bahamas.
Would you want to go to a college football game?
No, probably not.
I don't know if I'm going to a football game.
I'll stick at the Atlantis Resort and just, you know, go to the beach, swim with some dolphins or something.
Yeah,
you
know? I feel like most people.
Red Murdoch is probably going to win MVP. He forced a fumble and also
got the pick six.
He's
been great. Yeah, he's been fantastic. UB has been fantastic. Their defense has been on lock. Yep, there he is again. So, again, for UB, this is awesome for them. You're a program ascending again. You are a team that got to go to the Bahamas. You win convincingly here today, and barring an epic collapse, but I don't think their defense is going to have
any
problems.
They're not the Sabres, right?
No, they're not. Quite literally, they're not. And you get to win going out, which is something that in bowl season, only half of teams get to do. You get to go out on a high note today. And unlike every team that won their bowl game to go out on the year, you get to win in the Bahamas.
Yeah, and stay there probably for a couple days,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, take a couple extra days, you know? You earned it, especially with this win.
Yeah, a shutout, if it stays that
getting
way.
Getting a shutout, yeah, hopefully.
11 minutes left.
There's a lot of ball left, but they've also forced a lot of turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to wrap this thing up. Come back, get out, and prepare you for the weekend ahead. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this has been Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.